This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. That's what we do here. We're an Old Trailblazer, yes? Many of our hearts, our folks, our hearts are cluttered up now with all the things that come upon us, Satan's attack, Satan's how he takes care of all of those things, and he clutters up our hearts, and he clutters up the gospel, so-called, and clutters up the Bible, so-called, with all of these newfangled translations, they call it, so-called translation. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. We're bringing you Thus Saith the Lord. And I wanted to stop for a moment or two at this time. Once in a while, I do this. And maybe you're not aware of what the Old Trailblazer stands for. We here at Radio Missions, where the Voice of Truth broadcast goes out, Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. was a pastor here for many, many years, a gracious man, and he's gone on to be with the Lord, and we carry on the work here, and the Lord is blessing it, and we're on about 45 broadcasts every Sunday with the Voice of Truth broadcast, and then every day, Monday through Friday, with about 40 stations with the Old Trailblazer. And if you'd like, I'll send you a log of all of those stations. We're also streaming the broadcast now over the Internet at our website, radiomissions.org. If you go there, you can see how to pull us up. Our regular Sunday services are broadcast live. Then our Sunday night, Wednesday night services are broadcast live over the Internet. So if you would, if you need more information, if you're interested, write me. I'll send you those things. But I want to take this time to give you just a synopsis a little bit. Maybe take a couple of days to do this. I put together a little pamphlet on things that we most surely believe here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast. And I put it in the first pronoun, in the first person. I believe that the Bible is the inerrant, absolute, eternal, unbroken, verbally inspired Word of God. I believe that there is one and only one living and true God, an infinite, intelligent spirit whose name is Jehovah, the supreme ruler of heaven and earth. I believe that man was a direct creation of God, but that by voluntary transgression he fell from that holy and happy state, and that in his fall he became totally depraved and under condemnation. I believe that salvation of any sinner is wholly of grace, wholly of the Lord, apart from works of any kind, that Christ on the cross became our substitute, in the grave our scapegoat, in the resurrection our justifier, and that salvation is free by the gospel of those who by repentance and faith receive the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that in order to be saved, a sinner must be regenerated, born again, which means he must be made a new creature in Christ. Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now, we'll stop right there. We have several more of those. We'll give them to you in our next study. But if you'd like to have a copy of the things most surely believed by the Old Trailblazer, you write me and I'll send that to you, free and postpaid. We're looking in our study in Revelations now. We've come down to the day of God's wrath. Doesn't that send goosebumps up and down your spine, my friend? The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. And it says, the fool has said in his heart, no God. We have all of these yo-yos, I call them, running around now, denying that there's a God, saying that God is dead, and saying you can't pray in school, and saying you can't do this, and saying you can't do that. Well, my friend, they'll just make a good backstick in hell. They're blinded by Satan, and have no knowledge of the truth. But we're looking today, in our study on the revelation of Jesus Christ, the day of God's wrath. I hope you'll listen. I wish you'd holler back across the fence and tell your neighbor, the Old Trailblazer is on. Turn in over there and listen to him. Or remind him in our next broadcast. The great day of wrath, God's wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? These are the closing words. Now listen. These are the closing words of the sixth chapter of Revelation. After the sixth seal had been opened, between the breaking of the sixth seal and the opening of the seventh seal, we saw the sealing of the number of the redeemed during the tribulation period as set forth in chapter 7, when God in His great mercy sealed 144,000 Jews from the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, and a multitude which no man could number of Gentile nations. As a result of His great mercy and grace wherewith He loved us and gave Himself for us, according to Revelation 1:5. What mercy in the midst of judgment. What display of grace in the midst of His wrath. Now, my friend, let me ask you something. Do you realize that God has had mercy upon you? Can you look back and see where the Lord brought you from, believer? Can you look back in the pits, in the hog pen of sin, out there wallowing around, loving sin, loving your pernicious ways, loving your sinful ways, loving those things, and yet the Lord didn't leave you there? Had the Lord left you there, if the Lord had left you there, you'd still be there. If you hadn't been killed by now. Oh, but listen, let me give you a statement that we make here often. That all the Lord has to do for you to go to hell is to leave you alone. Just to leave you alone, my friend. If the Lord is pricking your heart, if the Lord is disturbing your heart, He didn't have to do it. You didn't have anything to do with it. You're happy where you are. Many of you are happy, just contented as a bug in a dead log. That's right. But when the Lord comes there by His Spirit, like He did the old trailblazer, and woke me up, awakened me, shook me, said, "Wake up, sinner. Wake up, you old fool. You're lost and on the road to hell." When the Lord did that, it was a great day, my friend. He could have left me. He could have left me in a little shanty of a church where I was thought I was somebody come. And they had no knowledge. They had no knowledge. The preacher didn't know more about salvation than a hog does a side saddle. And I didn't either, and I was following him right on to hell, like many of you doing. But listen now, we come now to the 8th chapter. I hope you're paying attention to these studies. They'll all be in print. If you write me, I'll send them to you. We come now to that 8th chapter and the opening of the 7th seal. Now listen, and when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of a half an hour. A half hour, my friend. Oh, listen. Don't that make you stand in awe? There was a space of a half hour of silence. Do you remember when Christ was on the cross? Blackness and darkness fell for 3 long hours. No one moved. It was so black. It was so dark. They could not see. The pitch darkness, my friend. And here we find silence. Silence. There in heaven with Jehovah God on the throne, the Lamb of God standing in the midst of the throne, with the cherubims, the seraphim, the millions of angels, also the redeemed, and with the elders, all singing praises unto the Lamb. What worship. What a glorious scene. Then all at once, suddenly, everything becomes silent. All praises cease. The cherubims that have been crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts," close their mouths. Not a word of praise, not a hallelujah escapes the lip of a single heavenly being when the angel opens that seventh seal. It says here, there was silence in heaven. There was no silence on the earth. The book of Revelation is a book of speech, a book of judgment. And the day of the Lord is not a day of silence, but here in heaven is silent. Oh, listen, there is a voiceless silence. It is a stillness before the storm. Jehovah is about to come out of His holy place and punish the inhabitants of the earth. It is a momentous occasion, a momentous silence. There is a hush, a stillness. This carries me back to the early days, my friend. Oh, listen, those things happened when there was no air stirring. And I remember folks would think of a calamity that was coming. And oftentimes men would tell their children, "Get ready to die, get ready to die." Oh, and that, all of a sudden, out of that darkness and out of that stillness came the flashing of lightning, and all the steeds of hell seemingly were turned loose out of the pit, and destruction followed in her wake. Wind and rain and hail beat furiously upon the crops there. Poor old farmer's crop was ready to be harvested. Everything was laid waste. Only the mercy of God spared us who were there. So we have here silence in heaven before the storm of the wrath of the Almighty God breaks upon mankind. It says here that this silence was for the space of a half hour, about 30 minutes, no longer. Through the centuries, God's patience with sinning humanity has been long-suffering. But the turning from mercy to judgment is but a brief period. He says this judgment period will be a short work, according to Romans 9:28, else no flesh could be saved. In the midst of that awful silence, John said, in that second verse, I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. These seven angels were angels of judgment. They were each handed a trumpet. Trumpets were appointed in Israel by the Lord of heaven to signal journeying as set forth there in Numbers 10, and to give an alarm or to call people to worship, also in arousing the people to war against their enemies in the sounding of judgment. Oh, listen, the trumpet was to be blown. When the children of Israel marched around the wall of Jericho, it was at the sound of the trumpet that the wall fell. Destruction followed. Further, God gave warning to his people by the blasting of the trumpets there in Numbers 10, verse 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and shall be saved before your enemies. Here in Revelation 8:2, we see seven angels, each with a trumpet. The enemy, the great oppressor, the beast, is soon to come up against Israel and the land. We'll see that when we get to our next study. We'll just wait for that time. Oh, my friend. This is God's word. I know folks don't understand it, but there's a day coming. This is during the tribulation period, my friend. Folks tell me, oh, we're in the tribulation period now. No, they're ignorant. They don't know anything about what's going on. They say, well, the Lord. No, they don't know what's going on. The scripture says, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those of us who are still alive, you and I may be alive, folks. We may be alive. This world is ripe right now for the coming of the Lord. There's not anything has to be done before Christ comes back. There's not any prophecies left to be fulfilled before he comes for his own. Surely there's much going to take place after we've gone on to be with the Lord. Much of this, all of this is happening here. We won't be here, except we're brought there as to stand around and cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. We don't know all those things. I certainly don't. I've told you many times. I don't understand much of this, but I believe every bit of it. And I wish you would. I wish you'd take interest in your soul. This is God's word I'm bringing you. And I wish you'd let me know if you're listening. Let me know where you're listening, whether it's over the internet or over the radio or wherever. And if you would, write me. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. And my email address is pastor@radiomissions. Isn't that simple? pastor@radiomissions.org. And then my website, radiomissions.org. There you can look up, see how to hear the Old Trailblazer over the internet or our Sunday services. Many folks don't know what we preach here, but you can hear our Sunday services there. If you would, if you'd like more information, you write me, call me, and I'll be glad to send that to you. Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Until next time, may God bless you. Goodbye.